Wednesday the 27th of May, Dalad Zivon, Rabbi David Stern, is our Shavuos actually Zaman Matan Torah Seinu?
Morning. The title of the day's shiur, is our Shavuos actually Zaman Matan Torah Seinu? It's a question we're going to examine. In order to arrive at the question before we even contemplate answering the question, I have to give various hakdomas. Basically, I'm sure you're all familiar with all these hakdomas. They're based on the sugya in Shabbos, Pevov, Pezayim, Peches, discussing Matan Torah. In the first instance, there is a halacha that comes in Hilchas Nidah, this halacha. It's a halacha that a lady who is Poiletes Shichva Zera after being together with her husband, if she is Poilet Shichva Zera for a certain period beyond that time, she's Tomei like a Balkeri, like the man who is Mazria is a Balkeri. A lady who is Poilet, the Shichva Zera, within a certain period after Tashmish, she is Tomei. We know that the Torah, the Rabbeinu Shalom, commanded the mitzvah of Prisha, Kidashta, Mayim Mimochar, Artikshu El Isha, and this was necessary, the Gemara explains, so that the ladies as well, Shas Matan Torah, for a man, would have been sufficient for him to go to the mikveh, and he would be Torah, Tulioim would have been Torah to receive the Torah, but for a lady it was necessary a certain period of abstention from their husbands, so that they wouldn't even be Pilate Shichva Zera, and become Tomei. Now, until what stage, if she is Poilet the Shichva Zera, is it Matameha? It's not forever. So there's various Tanoim brought down in the Gemara over there. For example, there's one Shitta, I'll take the two extremes, there's one Shitta that it's a period of three Oinos, Gimel Oinos. Right, so I'll just put that in terms. For example, if a Tashmish took place, let's say, on a Wednesday during the course of the night, as long as Thursday morning, Thursday daytime, they abstained. Thursday nighttime, and Friday daytime, so you have three oinos. And oinos is a 12-hour period, day or night. So the Thursday daytime, Thursday nighttime, the Friday daytime would constitute three oinos. And then were she to be Poilet Shichva Zera Friday evening, it wouldn't concern us any longer because that Zera is no longer Ro'u Lahazria, and she would be Torah. Right, we're going to get into the details soon, but for example, we know that the Torah was given on a Shabbos, so it would have been sufficient for them to be Purish Thursday morning, the Thursday night, the Friday morning, go to the mikveh on the Friday evening, that's what the Gemara says, and that would have taken care of any doubts about Plita Shichva Zera. There is another shit, however, which is the shit of the Chachomim, that actually Plita Shichva Zera is Matame a lady after a period of six Oinos, which is double the amount of time, which means basically that in order to ensure that by a Shabbos there would be no concern of Plita Shichva Zera, you'd have to have been Purish already from the middle of the night of Tuesday, which means from Wednesday morning, you'd have to have a Purish of Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, and then after the elapse of six entire Oinos Shleimus, by Shabbos morning, there wouldn't be a concern, any Plita Shichva Zera wouldn't bother us, and if they would tovel, and there wouldn't be any Plita Shichva Zera subsequent, there wouldn't be any Plita Shichva Zera which would have occurred beforehand would have been taken care of, and subsequent to that wouldn't be a problem. So there's machlokes where there's Gimel Oinos of Ovenis. Now we know in Halacha that we paskin that Plita Shichva Zera is a problem for up to six Oinos. That is the basis for the well-known Halacha that a lady who becomes a Nida cannot perform a Hefsek Tahara until at least the fourth day. Because a lady who is Poilet Shichva Zera, apart from being Tomei as a Balkeri, it also is Soser, the minion, or the particular day of Zayin Nekiyim that she is counting. So if a lady, for example, were to become a Nida on a Sunday and do a Hefsek Tahara the following afternoon, Monday afternoon, and then Monday evening she'd be Poilet Shichva Zera, she would not be able to count that Monday evening towards the Shiva Nekiyim because the Plita Shichva Zera would have being Saisar, the minion of the Shiva Nakim. And therefore, in the Ikhardin, it's necessary for a lady to wait till the fourth day. So she becomes a nid on a Sunday, she has to wait Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and do a Hefzatar on the Wednesday. So anything that would, she would be poilet. After Wednesday would have been after a period of six entire onus would have elapsed. And that would no longer be Saisa, the minion of a Shiva Nakim, or Saisa that day. And therefore, she will not be tamed. Now, of course, you're all looking at me, that what do you mean? You should do the Hefzik on the Wednesday. We all know you have to wait 5 days, but that fifth day is an additional Chumrah of the Ramah, which I'm not going to go into at this time. But I'm just trying to bring out that if in Yeridea, Paskin, and that's the custom in Klal Yisrael, to wait until at least the fourth day, based on this halacha that Plita Sheikh Vazara is Matame for six oinus. Okay, that's Hakdoma number one. The second Hakdoma centers on the well-known machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. The machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, which date in Sivan did we receive the Torah? So the Rabbanan say that we received the Torah on the 6th of Sivan, and Rabbi Yossi says that we received the Torah on the 7th of Sivan. And the Gemara explains the basis for the machlokes as follows. The Gemara says, everyone agrees that when it says, Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, they arrived in Midbar Sinai, that day, Bayom Hazeh, refers to Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We make a Gzereshova from Chodesh Hazeh Lochem to Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, so the day they arrived was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That's unanimous. Equally, all agree that the Torah was given on Shabbos. And this is derived from the fact that in the Aseret Dibros it says, Zocher Siyom HaShabbos LeKadshoi. And we make a hekesh to another posuk where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zocher Siyom HaZeh Ashiyitosim Mitzrayim. We see that the term Zocher Siyom refers to the very day where it occurred, B'Itzumoy Shel Yom. So similarly, when Hashem said, remember the Shabbos day to sanctify it, Hashem actually meant, remember today the Shabbos day to sanctify it, meaning that today was Shabbos, so the Torah was given on a Shabbos. So everyone agrees to those two facts. They arrived in Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Torah was given on Shabbos. The only question is, when was Rosh Chodesh Sivan? If Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, then Shabbos is 7th of Sivan. If Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Monday, then Shabbos was the 6th of Sivan. So the Gemara explains that according to Rabbanu, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. Monday, they weren't told anything because they were weary from the travel, Chol Shavuot Urcha. On Tuesday, they were told the parasha of Atem, Tiyu, Mamleches, Kohenim, V'Goy Kodesh. That was told to them on Tuesday. On the Wednesday, they were given the mitzvah of Hagbolah, the Gbalto Sahar, they had to fence Har Sinai. On the Thursday, in the morning, Bahashkama, Moshe Rabbeinu Kol Yiridosov, where Bahashkama, so right at dawn, Moshe Rabbeinu came down Bahashkama on the Thursday and told them the mitzvah of Prisha, of separating from their wives. And they were told, V'kidashtom hayoyim mamocha, you should separate yourself today and tomorrow, V'hoyunuchayim layoyim ashlishi. So they separated on the Thursday and on the Friday, and the Torah was then given to them the following day on the Shabbos. That's the shita of the Rabbanon. So they arrived on the Monday, the Prisha began on the Thursday, lasted 2 days, and the Torah was given to them on Shabbos, 6th of Sivan. Whereas Rabbi Yossi agrees with everything, but he says that they arrived, that day of Rosh Chodesh, that they arrived was on the Sunday. Rosh Chodesh that year fell on Sunday. Sunday they weren't told anything because of Chol Shavuot Urcha. Monday they were told that Atem Tiyum Amlechus Kohenim V'Goy Kodesh. Tuesday they were told Hagbolah. Wednesday they were told Prisha. And they were told to be Poros for 2 days, V'kidashtam Hayom Mocha. However, as is well known, Hoysif Moshe Yom Echad Midarta. Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day of Prisha, and the Gemara proves that the Rabbeinu Shalom was maskim, that he added this extra day. So although he was initially told that they should separate the Wednesday and the Thursday, they actually separated Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Matan Torah was therefore delayed until Shabbos, so that the Shabbos on which the Torah was given, according to Rabbi Yossi, was the 7th of Sivan. So that is the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, was the day. The day is clear, it was Shabbos, but was the date the 6th or the 7th of Sivan? So to tie it in with what we began with, the Gemara, the way Rashi explains, explains that according to the Rabbanon, Klitza Sheikh Mazara is only a problem for Gimel Oinus that was sufficient for them to be Purish on the Thursday at dawn. So they would have a Prisha of that Oinus, Thursday day, Thursday night, Friday day. Then explains the Gemara, they went to the Mikveh Friday night. The Torah could actually have been given Friday night, says the Gemara, according to the Shitta that Sheikh Mazara is only Matame for three Oinus. The Torah could have actually been given on the Friday night, but there's a Pasuk. Hashem did not want to give the Torah under the cover of darkness, rather to give it during broad daylight, and therefore the Torah was given only the following morning. But the Shitta of the Chachomim, that the Prisha began on Thursday, accords with the view that it's sufficient for Sheikh Mazara a delay of Gimel Oinus. But the Chachomim, who hold that Sheikh Mazara, if you want his politics, is Matame for six Oinus, says the Gemara, they must hold, like Rabbi Yossi, that the Prisha began already on the Wednesday, right? Chodesh Sivan had been on the Sunday. The Prisha began on the Wednesday. They had Wednesday day, Wednesday night, Thursday day, Thursday night, Friday day, and Friday night was also a necessary time. It wasn't merely because of the darkness, Rashi explains, but it was actually a necessary time where they still had to be Purish in order to ensure that any Pleasure Shekhar's error would not occur during the course of the Friday night. Only by Shabbos morning, when six entire Oinus had elapsed, were they eligible to receive the Torah. So that's the Machloek is about whether Pleasure Shekhar's error is Matame for only a period of a Gimel Oinus, or there are other shits there, Dalet, Hey, etc. Depends on Ravon and Rabbi Yossi. But Lahalocha, that we paskin in Yerudea, in Hilchas Nida, that you can only do a Hefsek Tara on the fourth day because Pleasure Shekhar's error is Matame up to six Oinus, it emerges that you'd have to accept the view of Rabbi Yossi that the Prisha took place on Wednesday morning, and he was Moisif, Yom Echad Midata, and the Matan Torah was only given on the Shabbos being the seventh of Sivan. Right. Now, the Gemara then goes through various brises to try and prove one way or another, is Rabbi Yossi right, or is the Rabbanon right? For example, the Gemara brings a brise which says, Nissan Shabo Yotzi Yisroel Mitzrayim, the Nissan of the year when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Ba'abo Asa Shachtu Pischeim, they shechted Ekon Pesach on the 14th, Ba'chamish Asa Yotzu, Va'oysoy Hayoim Chamishi B'Shabbos Hayo. That day when they left Mitzrayim was a Thursday. Right, you might be familiar with this time frame from the Torah in Siman Tov Lamed, who explains that Shabbos HaGadol, what's the ness of Shabbos HaGadol, because on the 10th of the month they were told to take the sheep, and the Mitzrayim did not rise up and do anything about it, and the 10th of the month that year fell on Shabbos, which is why we celebrate Shabbos HaGadol. So if the 10th of the month was Shabbos, then the 15th of the month, which is the first day of Pesach, was Thursday. That's like this price, so that the 15th, the day of Yitzis Mitzrayim, was a Thursday. Now, a little bit of calendrical mathematics over here. We know that Jewish months alternate between 29 days and 30 days. 29 days is called the Chodesh Chasa, 30 days is called the Chodesh Mole. And the Kviyas, as we have it, is that Nisan is always Mole, there are 30 days to Nisan, Iyar is Chasa, there are 29 days to Iyar. And just to make it easier for everyone over here, you'll note that this year we are in a year where Pesach fell on Thursday. So you can all work it out. That Pesach this year fell on Thursday. Right, when was Rosh Chodesh Iyar this year? If you remember, it was Friday Shabbos. It was Friday Shabbos. Which means that the first of Iyar, there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, but the first of Iyar was on Shabbos. That's the way it would work out. If Thursday is the 15th of Nisan, there are 30 days, Rosh Chodesh Iyar would be on Shabbos. When was Rosh Chodesh Sivan? That was this past Sunday. It was on Sunday. Because Iyar, Nisan is Mole, and Iyar is Chasid. So says the Gemara, if the day of Yitzis Mitzrayim was a Thursday, then it emerges that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was a Sunday. So if Rosh Chodesh Sivan was a Sunday, then it's a riot to the Shitta of Rabbi Yossi. 7 days. That the Shabbos on which they were given the Torah was day 7 of the month. It was 7th of Sivan. So the Gemara answers, no, that is not a conclusive proof. Because our calendar is fixed on every month being alternately Chodesh Mole and Chodesh Chasa, but of course at the time within the culture, Piri'iyah, it wasn't necessarily always so. If Adam would come and see the new moon, say they saw the new moon on the 29th day, we'd be mechasa the chodesh. If they didn't come, we'd have to be ma'abu the chodesh. So says the Gemara, the Rabbanim will respond that yes, Pesach that year, the 15th of Nisan fell on Thursday, but they were ma'abu iyor. That year they were ma'abu iyor, so that Rosh Chodesh iyor fell on the Shabbos, but the month of iyor was given an extra day, so that Rosh Chodesh Sivan didn't fall on the Sunday, as it does in our calendar, but it fell on the Monday. So there's no contradiction from that brisa to the view of the Rabbanim that Rosh Chodesh Sivan that year fell on the Monday, because that year it happens to be they were ma'abba not only the Nisan, but they were ma'abba the Iyar too, and therefore Rosh Chodesh fell on Monday. That's how the Gemara refutes that brisa as being conclusive proof to Rabbi Yosi. There are other brisas mentioned in the course of the Gemara. Then the Gemara brings another brisa. The Tanya B'Seyda Olam. We learned in a brisa called Seyda Olam. That brisa teaches differently. That brisa says that Nisan Shabbat Yot Yisroel Mitzrayim Ba'abasa Shachtu Pischein B'Chamisha Osa Yotzu V'Oisa Yom Erev Shabbos Hayom. So the brisa of Seyda Olam teaches that the day of the leaving of Mitzrayim, the 15th of Nisan, was a Friday. Erev Shabbos, it was a Friday. So now, again, if you follow the Cheshbon of Nisan being Mole, near being Chalsa Ifrit, if the 15th of Nisan will be a Friday, right, just work it out, it's a day later than our fixture this year, so then Rosh Chodesh Iyar would be on a Sunday, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan would be on a Monday. So that's already a Ryan out of the shit over Rabbanon, that Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Monday. So this is a Kashon Rabbi Yosi. To which the Gemara answers, you're right, this Brisa accords with Rabbi Yosi. Sorry, thank you for correcting me. It's a Raya that this Brisa accords with Shittah V'Rabbanan, that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on the Monday and Shabbos was the 6th of Sivan. So Gemara says, yes, it does accord with Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosi is unfazed because he's a Tana. He has other Brisas to support him. This Brisa, which says that they left on the Friday and the Rosh Chodesh Sivan therefore would be on the Monday, is Taka according to Shittah V'Rabbanan. That's a brief synopsis of what it says there in Pesach, Peches and Shabbos. One final Hakdoma, and then we'll arrive at the question. Shavuos is unique amongst all the Yomim Tovim in that it's not given according to a fixed date of the month, right? Pesach is the 15th of Nisan, Sukkot is the 15th of Tishri, Yom is the 10th of Tishri, but with Shavuos we're told, count 49 days from the second day of Pesach, Miyom HaVeyachim Seymer HaTnufa, count 49 days, and on the day 50, that is when you celebrate Shavuos. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Davov teaches us that when they were Mekadosh Piri Iyar, Shavuos could fall arbitrarily on either the 5th of Sivan, the 6th of Sivan, or the 7th of Sivan. If both Nisan and Iyar were Mole, right, so there would be extra days in the month of Nisan and the month of Iyar, then Shavuos would fall as early as the 5th of Sivan. If, like our calendar is, one was Mole, one was Chosar, it would fall on the 6th of Sivan. If they were both Chosar, so there were less days in Nisan and Iyar, then it would fall later in Sivan, it would fall on Zayin Sivan. But it's irrelevant to the fixture of Shavuos. Shavuos remains constantly the 50th day after Nun L'Sfira, we're going to call it, the 50th day of the Sfira, 50th day of the second day of Pesach. That is when the fixture of Shavuos is. Now, based on all these Hakdamos, the Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos, which is the end of Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Tzadik Dalet, asks two questions, which run on parallel tracks. They're not interdependent, these questions. We all know, in our minds, we associate Shavuos with the giving of the Torah. And we say in Davening, Zman Matan Torah Sin. Says Magen Avraham, I don't understand. Doesn't work out. Number one, he says, when was the Torah given? On the 6th of Sivan or on the 7th of Sivan? Says Magen Avraham, we paskin Hilchos Nida that Plita Shech Vazera is Matame up until Vav Oinos. If that's the case, it must be that the Prisha began on the Wednesday. Right? Rosh Chodesh Sivan would have been on the Sunday already. By the Wednesday, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and commanded them to be Perish. Moshe Rabbeinu added the next day Midatos, so there was a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the Torah was given on Shabbos. But according to that, that's the view of Rabbi Yosi,
that the preacher began on the Wednesday, that the Shabbos was the 7th of Sivan. So if so, says the Mogaron, we pass in la'alocha, as it were, although that doesn't have halachic ramifications, but the halacha on which the cheshbonos are based forces us to conclude that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. Now, when do we celebrate Shavuos? In 2 days' time, when is it? Shavuos we celebrate, and it's not, that's the only day they celebrate, the 6th of Sivan. The 6th of Sivan. Says the Mogaron, la'alocha, it comes out that the Shavuos that we celebrate was not the date of the giving of the Torah. Because la'alocha, it emerges that we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan, yet we celebrate Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan, so it was not the date of the giving of the Torah. One thing, we'll come to that in a second. So that's question number one the Magen Avraham asks. And on that the Magen Avraham wants to suggest a bit of a doichik, as it were, that in essence he says, no, we pass in the Plita Sheikh Bazar is only Matam until Gimel Omis. In fact, if you look at that Gos HaGrov, in our Gemara it says, Chachomim Oyim Sheish Oynos Shleimus Be'inon. And the Gon says that the Rambam was Geras Shalosh Oynos Shleimus Be'inon, that we pass in that Shalosh Oynos Shleimus. Says the Magen Avraham, we pass in the Yikar Behef Sektara until at least day 4, because of Plita Sheikh Bazar extending up to 72 hours, up to 6 Oynos. Says the Magen Avraham, that's a Chumra Ba'alma, that's a Losh Magen Avraham, to be choishes to the shita of Vav Oynos. But that's not the strict halacha. The strict halacha we take on it only Gimel Oynos, and therefore we paskin indeed like the Chachomim that the preacher only began on the Thursday morning and that the Shabbos was the 6th of Sivan. Okay, it's a bit of a doichet because Pashtos in Yerudea it emerges that the halacha is Vav Oynos. But that's the Magen Avraham's first kasha and the answer which he gives on that. But then the Magen Avraham asks a second question. If we are to assume, as the Torah brings down, Shabbos HaGadol was on the 10th of Sivan, and the first braisa we quoted that the Yidden left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. So now, irrespective of whether the Nisan and Iyar of that year was Mole or Chasa, and when the Shabbos of Matan Torah fell, whether it was the 5th or the 6th or the 7th, irrespective of that. But if the Yidden left Mitzrayim on Thursday, so the 15th of Nisan was Thursday, so the first day of counting of the Omer was Friday. Right? So when would, halachically, Atzeres, Shavuos, be fixed? On Friday. As again, like it is this year. Shavuos, Pesach was on Thursday. Shavuos is on Friday. Why would Shavuos be on Friday, irrespective of the date of the month? Because the 50th day of the sphere is Friday. You can't change that. Right? 7 weeks concludes on a Thursday. And therefore the following day is a Friday. That always remains constant. Therefore, ask the Magen Avraham, if it's true that they left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, then it comes out that Shavuos was Friday. When was the Torah given? On Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says it's a misnomer that the Torah was given on Shavuos. It's simply incorrect. It was not given on Shavuos. It was given the day after Shavuos. Because Shavuos was on Friday that year, and the Torah was given on the Shabbos, the Kula Alma. So it emerges that the Torah was not given on Shavuos. That's the second question. That means not. The first question he asks is that L'chore, the date is wrong. We celebrate it on the 6th, and we pass in like Rabbi Yosef, it was given on the 7th. The second question is that it simply was not given on the Chag of Shavuos altogether. It was given the day after, whether it was the 6th or whether it was the 7th. But it wasn't the Chag of Shavuos, so the Chag of Shavuos was on Friday that year, because the 15th of Nisan had been on the Thursday, therefore Shavuos was on a Friday. How can we say that the Torah is given on Shavuos? And it's on that question that the Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Sefer Asorah Mamoros, which is the Ramah Mipano, a big chiddush, that Bo Lirmo is Lonu Yom Toshen Shel Golios, that the Rabbi Shalom gave the Torah on what was not Shavuos, having in mind that there would come a time in the diaspora when Yidden would celebrate, so to speak, the day after Shavuos also as a Shavuos, and with that in mind, the Rabbi Shalom gave the Torah on the day after Shavuos because that would in Golos be a Yom Toshen Shel Golios, would be a Shavuos. So it's a strong source for the idea of Yom Tashen Shagolis. It's a big chiddush. That was part of the plan. I presume I would have to... It was the day after Shavuos, but...
It wasn't
correct. So the Asorah Morris seems to be saying that the Torah was given the day after Shavuos. But why do we associate Shavuos with Matan Torah? Because it was given on the day which in subsequent generations would be celebrated as Shavuos in Golis, Mistake the Yoima. And therefore there is an association, albeit tenuous, between Shavuos and Zman Matan Torah. That's the answer that he gives in the name of Surah Morris.
That's why he says money, not Yoima.
I once saw that, I was looking for that, I couldn't find it. I saw somebody who once says, suggests something like that. So that's why we don't actually say Yoim Al-Zayim, but we say Zman, which means it was Be'erach around this time.
Period. It has to be quite obvious, because Zman is Mesukim. Period.
But Al-Kabonim, it is a bit difficult to accept that Teret, that the whole association between Shavuos and Matan Torah was based on Yom Tov Sheinu Shel Golias. So I want to repeat to you the teretz that the Michas Chinuch gives. So first we'll go with the second question of Among Avraham. The second question of Among Avraham is that it seems that the Torah was not given on Shavuos, because Shavuos that year was Friday and the Torah was given on Shabbos.
So,
says the Michas Chinuch that the answer is very simple, he says. Why do, and he quotes, you know, the Gemara in Pesachim, HaKol Moedim Batzeres Debi'in Anam Melochem, because my time Yom Yishin B'Torah. There's various Gemara. In the Torah, actually, there's no association made at all between Shavuos and Matan Torah. But in the Gemara, there are various associations made between Shavuos and Matan Torah. It says that, Mechasinuk, the answer is as follows. That there is the second Brisa of Seder Olam, where in that Brisa we were taught that the Yidden left Mitzrayim on a Friday. So, says the Mechasinuk, our Minig is in accordance with that Brisa. That the Yidden left Mitzrayim on a Friday. So if they left on a Friday, then the 49th day of Svira is Friday. So Shavuos, the 50th day, is Shabbos. So therefore, we can correctly say that Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu, because if you accept that we left on a Friday, and the Torah was given, the Shabbos, which was the day of the giving of the Torah, was Shavuos. So it's correct to say that Shavuos was the day of the giving of the Torah. Does not stem with the Torah, according to that. Yeah. Comes out the Shabbos HaGadol, therefore, was really a day before this miracle of the taking of the sheep. But the Nusach of Zman Matan Torah Seinu is based on the price of Seder Olam. That's what the Michas Chinuch answers. I just left out maybe one nakuda that on the second question of the Mogen Avraham, that L'chayah wasn't given on Shavuos at all. So the Chok Yaakov answers, yeah, he says, yeah, you're right, it wasn't given on the Yom Tov Shavuos, but according to the Rabbanon, it was given on the 6th of Sivan, and today we celebrate Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan, right? So we say Zman Matan Torah saying, not because the Chag is the Chag of Matan Torah, but because the date is the date of Matan Torah, right? It's not the Yom Tov of Matan Torah. Torah wasn't given on the Yom Tov Shavuos, it was given the Yisru Chag, like somebody said the day afterwards, but it was given on today's date, on Vav Sivan. That's the Chok Yaakov's Teretz. So, that's okay if you learn exactly like the Rabbanon, the Torah was given on Vav Sivan.
Yes.
But if we learn like Rav Yosef was given on Zayin Sivan, then the question is strengthened that neither the Chag is the Chag of Matan Torah, nor is the date of Matan Torah. Okay, so, says the Michas Chinuch, we can get around that by saying that no, that the Chag is the Chag of Matan Torah, based on the price of Seder Olam, that we left on a Friday, and therefore Shavuos that year was on Shabbos, and therefore the Chag was the Chag of Matan Torah. So now he takes it a stage further, Mogen Avraham, and he says, the Michas Chinuch, and he says, that with that we can also answer now the first question of the Mogen Avraham. The first question of Mogen Avraham was that we pass in like Rabbi Yosi, Sheish Oinos, Nilchas Nidah, and therefore it must be that the Prisha took place on Friday, on Wednesday, and that the Torah was given on Zion, so why do we get up in Eretz Yisrael, for example, on Vav Sivan, and say today's Zman Matan Torah, saying when the Torah was only given on Zion. Says the Michas Chinuch that if you accept the Brisa's version and say the Olam, that they left on a Friday, it's still possible to say that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. Yeah? Coming back to the calendrical Cheshbonis over here. Because according to our Cheshbon, it's true that if the 15th of Nisan would be a Friday, then Rosh Chodesh Iyul would be a Sunday, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan would be a Monday, but that's only if you take on that Nisan is Mole, and he has chosah. But there is another possibility. Like the Gemara earlier said, according to the Rabbanon, that we can explain the Brisa that they left on the Thursday, and yet Shabbos was the 6th or 7th, because it could be their own Ma'abar Iyar as well. There's another possibility which you can say, according to Rabbi Yosi, that the Lo'ilam they left on a Friday, but they were Mechasa Nisan that year too. So as opposed to Nisan being Mole and Iyar being chosah, they were both chosah. If they were both chosah, then it emerges that the 15th was on a Friday, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is Chasa, would still be on Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan of Iyar's Chasa would also be would still be on Sunday. So that there is a way to explain, even according to the Baraita of Sayyidina Olam, that they left on a Friday, that the Shabbos would be Zion Sivan because they still arrived on the Sunday, and the Sunday was Rosh Chodesh Sivan because they were Mechasa the Nisn. He blithes share the Mechasa, why the Gemara didn't respond that. When the Gemara asked from the first Baraita that Pesach was on Thursday, on the Rabbanon, the Gemara said, no, the Rabbanon will answer, they were Ma'aba both months. When the Gemara asked from the second Baraita that Pesach was on a Friday, on Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yossi lifts up his hand and he says, you're right, this Baraita is not me, this Baraita is Rabbanon. L'chaira, he blithes share the Mechasa that the Rabbi Yossi could have had the response. He could have said, yes, they left on a Friday, but they were Mechasa both months, and therefore it still emerges that the Shabbos was the 7th of 7th. So that he blithes share, but Al-Kaponim, he says, that could be a way out to explain why when we get up and we say that it is Zman Matan Torah Seinu, even in Halacha that controversy was given on the 7th of Sivan, we still say that it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Why? Because even Rabbi Yossi can agree with the price of Seder Olam that they left on a Friday. If they left on a Friday, then it was still the Chag of Atzeres on that Shabbos. So that the Torah true won't have been given on the date Vav Sivan, but it would be given on the Chag of Atzeres. So that the Chayk Yaakov wanted to answer that we can say Zman Matan Torah Seinu according to Shitz Rabbonon. He said we left on a Thursday, right? The Torah was given the day after Shavuos. How can we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? The second question of the Magen Avraham said the Chayk Yaakov, because at least it's Vav Sivan, which according to Rabbonon works. But we had a problem, we don't pass like the Rabbonon. So the Mechzinach, you can say the actual reverse. That we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu based on the price of Seder Olam that they left on a Friday. That's still a call to Shitz Rabbi Yossi Kadur, Mechasa both months, and Shabbos was Zion Sivan. Why do you say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? Not because today the date is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Vav Sivan is not the date of Matan Torah, but it's the Chag of Matan Torah, because at least the Torah was given on the Chag of Atzeres, the 50th day of the Sefira, which is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So, to summarize, there were two questions the Magen Avraham asked, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the date is wrong, and if they left on a Thursday, the Chag is wrong, so that Shavuos would have seemingly no connection at all with Matan Torah. Says the Mechas Chinuch, if you accept the version of the Brayso of Seder Olam, that they left on a Friday, then true that we're out in the date, because Zion Sivan, the Torah was given, and we're celebrating Shavuos on Vav Sivan according to Al-Kviyas HaChodesh, but at least the day of the 50th day of the Sefira is right, because the Torah was, if they left on a Friday, given on the 50th day of the Sefira, and therefore, we can still say Zman Matan Torah Seinu correctly.